old acquaintance be forgot, and ne'er brought to mind? Should old acquaintance be forgot, and days of auld lang syne? For auld lang syne, my dear, for auld lang syne, we'll tak a coup of kindness yet, for days of auld lang syne. We twa hae run about the braes, and pooed the goings fine, but we've wandered mony a weary fate sin days of auld lang syne. And we twa hae paddled the burn frae morning sun till dine, but seas between us braid hae roared sin days of auld lang syne. For auld lang syne, my dear, for auld lang syne, we'll tak a cup of kindness yet for days of auld lang syne. And surely ye'll be your pint stop, and surely I'll be mine, and we'll tak a coup of kindness yet for auld lang syne. And there's a hand, my trusty fairy, and gie's a hand of thine, and we'll tak a right good willy wot for auld lang syne. For auld lang syne, my dear, for auld lang syne, we'll tak a coup of kindness yet for auld lang syne.
Oh, welcome to Fright Pub.
Ah!
Welcome to Fright Pub. An intoxicating horror movie podcast.
That was so good!
Yay!
That was
Happy
so
New
good!
Year!
That's amazing.
Should all acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should all acquaintance be forgot and days of old lang syne?
And it's going to be a really good episode because usually I can pop them pretty good, but usually it ends up getting everywhere.
No, man, you're good. I need you to pass it over here to
this
me, though.
This is just like prom.
Oh, Chris is pouring. Thanks,
oh,
Bill.
Chris, oh,
Chris,
yay.
It's a Festivus miracle.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Chris. Well, kids, Fright fans, this is another very special episode of Fright Pub.
Yeah, we've had a lot of these in a row.
Every time I say it's a very special episode of Fright Pub, I feel like we're about to learn something. We don't.
This is the serious episode of Fright Pub.
This is the one.
This is the one that has like a dark ending. That, you know,
we've had so many with dark endings. I don't know why.
No, blacking out does not count as a dark ending. going dark does not mean.
Fair enough. I don't remember what happened after that, but I'm pretty sure it got pretty morbid pretty quickly. Today's movie was pulled randomly out of a hat.
We do all our things.
Kind of. So, yeah, this one is our special New Year's episode. So, Happy New Year's, everybody.
Hey.
And we, again, I was denied my request of considering January Man a horror film.
It's not a horror film.
It is a horror film.
No,
to me.
It's a comedy.
It's a horror comedy.
No,
it's not.
It is.
It's a comedy horror.
It's a... Okay, sure.
No,
you said
not.
The H word.
Oh, get out.
No, it's not.
But I want to do that for
is to
New
never
Year's.
Die. So, today's movie is called Steel Trap, made in 2008, directed by Luis Camara.
Yeah.
Camara, is how you say it?
Camara, probably, because it's got the accent mark over the first A, so it's probably camera.
Oh, camera.
Right, I thought it was interesting because I was like, oh, camera.
Camera. Oh, that's fun. Do you think he did that on purpose?
No, I don't.
I think that's
probably
just
his name.
I think this is his first English language film.
Well, here's the fun part about it. Okay, so he's a Mexican filmmaker, correct?
Okay.
And this is a German film.
I'm sorry.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know
And it's in English.
And it's in English. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So maybe that's why it was a little not good.
A little? Wait, time out. No.
Maybe it wasn't that it wasn't good. Maybe it was just confused.
Maybe it was like there was somewhere that they were getting lost in the translation from Mexican Spanish to German to right. English.
Well, that's last what time... I'm trying to figure out where the German comes in, because Camara actually right. also wrote it.
I don't know, but see, Mexicans should have lots of experience.
Oh, there's with another
Germans
element.
Pretending to be English and immigrating there.
Oh, wait, there's another.
No, you're thinking of Brazil.
Right.
There's another element. I'm sorry, I forgot to mention this. The actors are British.
The all actors of them? Are British.
I don't know about all of them. I think
a
so.
A good
though.
Amount of actors are British, and they went to Germany to film this in America with okay, and this is his first English language film.
So ever. Obviously, you go to Germany to do that
with British actors right? set in the U.S. So
yes,
do they just think that all Americans do coke?
Yeah,
I gotta. Do you
we
guys,
don't.
Well, yeah, okay. So let me. Have you guys ever been coke cool? You know what I mean, right?
What?
Like coke cool. Offered coke?
Yeah, like so cool that you're offered coke. Like no. You're at the party where the coke is.
No, but that's the thing. These are entertainment people who are at a New Year's Eve party in a building that ostensibly is vacant, a high-rise building that's vacant except for one floor. There's going to be coke at that party.
Yeah.
Man. I have never been offered coke.
I've never been offered
oh,
coke.
Oh, no, me neither.
I've been at the coke party.
And they're like, oh, no, don't offer that to Shaggy.
No, not for him. No, God.
He doesn't need
he
it.
He has responsibilities.
I think they think I am already on drugs.
Probably. Like, that's probably it. They probably thought you already had a bump.
Yeah.
Or that you just don't need it.
Like, what's going on, y'all? Yeah, I'm here to have a good time. Shit.
He's dude, already. I'd hate to see you on cocaine.
I think I might be able to walk through walls. Just... shift right through.
I think you might solve all the world's problems.
And tell no one.
In like 20 minutes.
I did it! I forgot!
I just feel like you'd be... I don't want... Like, don't take this as like an endorsement to go do coke. But I just think you'd get a lot of shit done if you did coke.
Lauren says I should do coke.
You heard it here first, folks. Lauren thinks we should all do cocaine.
Oh, but so how we got this movie...
Yeah, we pulled that out of a hat. Tell
no,
me.
I didn't pull it out of a hat. Close. It was, I don't know. I think I was drunk after one of our episodes. What one did we do?
You think?
Was it Krampus? Probably. It
might have been the Krampus episode.
It was probably
you
the went Krampus
hard.
Episode.
I mean, you go hard on a lot.
We all rolled hard on Krampus,
that's
man.
True. Oh, that's because I was really hungover, and the only way to fix that sometimes is just to get drunk.
Is to double down.
Yeah.
You got to double down.
I did feel better they, until yeah. the next day. But... No, so I found it. I drunkenly found it. This list. It was like, I don't know, 10 New Year's Eve horror movies or something. And I don't even think. Did you guys even read the article? I sent it. Did you even
read
it?
I scrolled through it.
But we.
I think. I don't think I read it. I looked at the pictures.
My thing is, Lauren, I trust you so implicitly. I just, whenever you're
well,
like.
Well, anyway, no one was making a decision. So I was like, I'll just roll because we roll. That's how we pick our movies.
Absolutely.
So I just rolled boom. From 1 to 11 because ooh. I put January Man in the running.
Oh, you're so sweet.
This one goes to 11.
And I got number 8, which was Steel Trap.
So Steel Trap, by the way, that's the movie we're watching.
I said that earlier.
I think
Steel
he did.
Did you?
I think
did.
He did.
I didn't hear you say it, but that's okay.
We'll find out when stuff. We play it back, but I think he did say it.
So I was intrigued by this movie. I was excited about this movie. I wanted to watch it because the description was like... invited to a New Year's Eve party.
It sounded really good.
5 friends go through a maze of terror, and each one is killed in a horrible way through a carnival of different, like, and it all, like, tied into, like, who they were and the sins that they've committed and things like that.
Yeah,
so
totally
really
my
excited.
Cup of tea,
and the reason why I bring that up is because I want to talk about what we're drinking.
Okay.
Go ahead. You guys go first.
So Lauren and I are drinking champagne.
Yes.
Because it's New Year's.
Hey.
You heard it pop at the beginning. Pop, and pop, I mean, pop. That's the thing. Yeah. It's like.
And it was either this or do a lot of cocaine. And
right.
None of us had cocaine. Because no. There's a fair amount of coke snorted in this movie.
Yes, there is. And also champagne. I mean, there's nothing really to be unexpected about this movie. Like,
yeah, just, champagne's a good New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve. It's what's expected.
And every single one of the parties I've gone to, as soon as they have coke, they want to have sex. And it's just like this movie. They do the coke, and she's like, man, you know what I want to do now that I've had a small bump of coke? Suck a dick.
I think she was going to suck his dick anyway.
No, that was before. That was before.
No,
the
they took a bump of coke. They those did two the did. Coke? He did one for Melanie
and one for Adam.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So they did a bump of coke, and then she just undoes his pants.
All right.
It's like gobble gobble.
But yeah, I think they definitely were going to that stairwell for more than coke.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't go to. But that's the thing. I mean, like, isn't it coke and sex immediately tied? I don't know. All the cool kids do that. They do the sex and then the coke.
I don't know.
We'll flip that. Reverse it. So, this is a lot like what you're drinking. It's a champagne flute filled with a clear, bubbly liquid that's alcoholic. It's just like what you have.
It's champagne, isn't it?
No! Fuck no! It's vodka and seltzer. And I'll tell you why this sucks. Because it sucks. Because
it's vodka and seltzer.
You know what sucks? This drink. But you know how I described it? Like it would be delicious champagne. Ooh, you want a nice bit of bubbly? Here's a champagne flute. And you're handed it. And you're like, ooh, this is champagne. I can't wait to drink it. I can't wait to see another Saw movie. This is going to be great. And then you start watching it and you're like, what in the fuck is this? What in the fuck does that... Are those blades like literally paper with silver Sharpie on the fucking edges of the goddamn elevator? Is that what the...
Yeah, that's a distinct possibility.
Shit, is this like...
Careful. That's the door with the blades on it.
Right.
This table will slowly be crushed to death by the elevator doors. Ain't no fucking table ripping no fucking legs. No legs on a table are getting ripped off by motherfucking elevator doors. No.
I don't know how it works. But what flavored seltzer? Is it just...
Does that matter?
What flavor of seltzer is it?
It does matter.
Yeah.
Is it flavored or is it just the TV static taste?
It's just... It's on the bottle, on the can, it says lime.
Okay.
So it's a lot like...
I like vodka and lime seltzer.
The ghost of a lime was next to this at a certain point.
But maybe that's the problem. If you go in expecting champagne and you get vodka and seltzer, it's not going
to be
fun.
What is this? Oh my God. Did someone like... did a truck with a picture of a lime drive through a distillery? Is that what this is? This is what this tastes like.
I love that you could have gotten like a hard seltzer, but instead you just poured vodka and seltzer into a champagne flute.
Yeah, no, I'm ready.
Like you could have gotten a
Truly.
That's
actually probably better than a Truly. Trulys are fucking gross.
Wow.
They are.
But what if it's a White Claw?
No, those are gross too. They're really bad.
So have you had a peer yet?
No.
It's called a peer.
Right. Peter?
Peer. P-E-E-R. A peer. Peer. And apparently it's like really good. And like that's the new rage of in the seltzer world is a peer.
So I can have a jury just of hard seltzers?
Yes, 12 of them though. It's a jury of peers.
Oh, is that who's in your room with me, in your dorm with you? Your peers?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Peers. No. You it's down 12 ounce cans of water and go to bed. And they'll judge you on whether or not you wake up the next morning covered in piss. That's what it's going to be.
Spoiler alert, yes.
I mean, you ain't drinking 144 ounces of water mixed with alcohol and just like going to bed and then waking up dry as a bone. That's not happening to you. I mean, like, I would just pee everywhere.
I mean, you might happen to like wake up because you know you have to go to the bathroom and go to the bathroom. But you've mistaken the closet for your bathroom. Like, that happens to everybody, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
No. Absolutely.
No.
No?
No.
What if you have the toilet dream, you know? Where you're like, oh, I'm dreaming that I'm going to the... Oh, no! Oh, God! It was a dream!
Yeah, I don't know. Knock on wood. I think I'm just really good at holding it.
We
but
call
I
that
never,
the dreaded like, toilet dream.
The dreaded toilet dream. Dream. Oh, God! No! Oh, son of a... Oh,
you just wake up and you go, I'm going!
Oh no, oh god.
That sounds
Lauren's
terrible.
Never sleeping with either of us now.
No.
Well, I hope not. No,
I mean like sleeping.
12 like, cans of Truly, shit. Don't jump in bed with me. That's a Russian roulette game.
That is your fault.
That's Russian roulette with like only one chamber empty.
So I'm drinking this drink in the same way that I'm hating this movie. Because, man, oh, God, I don't know that I've hated a movie as much as this before.
Oh, really?
That is a bold statement.
No, because it's... No, I don't think so. Because when we watch movies like Prom Night, it's like, I don't think they knew what they were doing. I don't think they actually knew what they were doing. And that's why it's bad.
Okay.
But somehow it ended up okay. These people knew what they were doing and were just bad at it. Like, you know what I mean? Know what I'm saying here?
Like, I know what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't know... If I 100% agree.
That it's just bad?
That it's... That they were...
Bad at what they were doing?
That they were bad at what they were doing, or that they were... I don't know. This feels like... Kind of the most that this movie was capable of with the current team at the helm. You know what I mean?
I think it was just a movie of confusion. I can take that bottle and put it over here if you want that.
So this is Genesis. No, this is good. I'm good. I'm just going to have this bottle. It fits right in the cup holder.
It does. That's amazing.
It's like airtight.
Yeah.
You like
just
that?
Just move it back up and down.
Is that what you like?
Sight gags don't work on a podcast, Shaggy.
No. Son of a bitch. They don't. I was moving it up and down very slowly.
In a sexual manner.
In a sexual manner spelled with two G's. The... Sexual.
Oh, those sexy eggs.
Sex. And they were having sex. Welcome to the review of Steel Trap.
Barely. So we've gone through Coke, Molly, and sexual eggs.
So you were moving that up and down. It fits really tightly, yes. Like a steel trap.
Like a steel trap, yes. Thank you for bringing us back.
You're welcome.
I'm glad.
That's what I'm here for.
I've got... See, the thing is, like, I'm so checked out of this. It's going to be a rough episode for
me. I'm not checked out. There's a couple of things I do want to talk about on
me
this
too.
One.
Me too.
All right. Go ahead.
So...
I'm just going to get drunk.
All right.
Yes. That's fine. It's part of why we're all here.
God damn it. There's still vodka seltzer. It's not champagne yet.
Don't worry, soon.
Chug it, and then you can get to the champagne.
Here we go.
Shots. Good job.
Done.
So, anyway, I didn't... Like, here's the thing. This is definitely, like, a B horror film.
B?
Circa 2008.
Are you kidding?
Okay.
No, I'm actually being fairly serious.
Okay.
In the, no, I'm not saying I would grade it a B on like a A, B, C, D, E.
Because I was surprised. Like, you go to the bat for the weirdest shit.
No, this is... But I mean, is there a lot of difference between the making of... Like, between the final product of this film and something like the original My Bloody Valentine? Obvious where its inspiration is drawn from, but it just isn't quite ready for prime time. Like, this movie wanted to be like Saw,
right?
But it's not there,
right?
It's been 2.5 decades since Bloody Valentine. Like, it would in between
when was 2008
and 19, like 80, 82?
Yeah, but what I'm saying is that this is like those movies. So you have like My Bloody Valentine was that for the 80s. I think this is that for 2008. It's not good. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying it's good. It's, but there are some like interesting choices and performances from actors that I feel like I've seen before and I know I'm never going to see again.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay. They have not Steve Zahn as the rocker.
Right.
Who just was dressed... Did the costume designer just be like, yeah, he's Shaggy from Scooby-Doo. We're done.
Yes!
We're fucking done.
I thought that too! Like, I thought that too. And the funniest part is that like halfway through the movie, I was like, I had a feeling...
What
like, if? I just got this sense that it was going to end in, like, a Scooby-Doo reveal.
And it like, did!
And it did!
It absolutely
and it did! And then I noticed, you probably realized it earlier, but after, like, it ended in the Scooby-Doo reveal and he's, like, running away, I'm like, oh my gosh, and he's dressed like Shaggy.
Yeah. Yeah.
The green shirt and the brown pants.
And I was just like, spoiler alerts.
Just like, if you haven't watched the movie before and you're like, oh, I really should, like, just pause this and go watch it, because we're going to spoil the fuck out of this twist ending that's not very twisty.
Twist? That wasn't a twist. That was a complete cut. Like, we didn't twist shit.
No.
We just cut a new movie into the end of this movie.
I don't think so. I think that was the plan all along.
Oh, I think that was the plan all along.
This is like, but M. Night Shyamalan directed it, and at the end they twisted his neck all the way the fuck around. And
I saw. So you did not see the ending coming.
Bruh! Who could have possibly seen the ending? I mean, yes, I saw it was obviously Kathy, but I knew it was Kathy, but okay. I didn't know.
So you saw it coming.
I mean, yes, but the motive was so fucking bonkers.
Oh, yeah, the motive was dumb.
That's what I mean. There's no motive. We made that. We just fucking shoved it. Like, if this didn't fit in here, if this champagne bottle didn't fit in this holder, shoving it in,
the ending is trash. Don't get me wrong.
Garbage.
But I knew it was her as soon as we saw the clip of her in her cooking show. And I'm like, that's the face of a psychopath.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? That's so funny. I did not clock that because I thought it was... I laughed really hard there because I thought it was definitely like paying homage to Julia Child.
No. Oh, no. You know who it was? And this was when the other thing that sort of like cemented it for me. I was like, oh yeah, this is 2008. This is Rachel Ray's A Fucking Bitch, the movie.
I also got Rachel Ray.
She
yeah,
was totally supposed to be Rachel Ray.
But I don't know, just something in the way that she was talking and had that like Julia Child like kind of like, do you know what I'm talking about?
Cooking with coffee. Right. Coffee King. Yeah, she did.
It was that.
Yeah, because as soon as she said cooking with coffee, she did that.
Yeah.
And then she switched back to it at the end because we got on the commercial and we got, oh my God.
I didn't get Julia Child there. I actually really liked Nicole.
That was my other problem. You say you like Nicole. Okay. How could you tell those women apart? At first, it took me a second. I was like,
you couldn't tell them, but she was the one with the severely British pinched face.
At the party, I was like, are these the same women just playing different roles?
No, the women I could tell apart.
I couldn't tell them
apart. Oh, yeah. It was really
just
tell the women apart.
Well, there was Pam, and then there was Melanie. Like, so Pam was like the reporter.
Or no, she was the producer.
The producer.
She was the producer at the studio.
She was the blonde one.
Yeah,
she was like the
pink
blonde
coat.
One with the hair.
Julia Ballard.
And then Melanie was the party crasher.
Yeah.
And Nicole, I got serious Annabelle Lambert Ellis. Vibes from Alien. I was like, you're just useless. They were like in the elevator shaft and they're like, she's like, I can't do it. I can't do it. I'm not good under pressure.
I just realized I'm no good in a crisis. I laughed out loud. That shit was hilarious. I was Team Nicole. I was like, please be the final girl. I really like you.
And that's when I got Lambert vibes. And then there was another part where she was like going at someone and it was like,
Her name is Joanna, I think. Joanna Bobbin, right?
Possibly.
What else has she been in?
None of these people have been in anything.
That's not true. Annabelle Willis. Annabelle Willis went on to do bit parts in Malignant and Annabelle and The Mummy.
Bit parts.
The Mummy. Yeah, bit parts.
That's
Julia Ballard
was
Nicole.
Yes, that is Melanie. Melanie goes on to do other things. Everybody else, like, cricket. Like, there's nothing left.
Like, Nicole had, like, a severe Joanna Lumley kind of look about her.
Yeah.
I don't know who that is.
Right?
I kept thinking that she was the girl from Exorcism in the Rose. What is the stupid movie? The Exorcism? No, The Autopsy of Jane Doe. She looks like that girl.
I have not seen that one.
Oh, it's the mouth.
It is the mouth. It looks just like the mouth on the girl.
But I actually thought she was pretty good in this role.
Yeah.
And I felt bad for her that she was hooked up with that stupid dickhead,
right?
Robert.
Played
who was a real piece of shit.
See, Robert and
Pascal
Adam,
Langdale.
I kept getting confused.
Yeah, they're easy to get confused.
Played by Adam Raymond.
But Adam died first, so then it got a little easier.
Yeah, it got way easier.
I
got such high expectations. See, like, I'm with it. I'm there. I'm still drinking what I think is champagne all the way up until after Adam dies. Like, Adam dies, and I'm like, they sewed up his mouth, and they dress him up like a pig. He's obviously a pig because, like, he's going after all these women, and he doesn't care who he fucks, and it doesn't matter. Okay, I'm ready for the next death. The next death we get takes a long time to get there, but I was slow roll. I was like, okay, no problem. It's Pamela, and she's
Melanie.
No, it's Melanie is next in the elevator.
Melanie in the elevator.
Right. The thing is, like, and that's the other thing, is that, like, we just didn't give a shit. Like, but my problem is
it was like when that girl died in Thanksgiving, and they were just like, oh, man, I really wanted to have sex with her.
That's all was.
But that kind of tracks, though, because she was the party crasher. She wasn't she was of the initial.
So I actually had a couple of thoughts while I was watching this, and this is a thought that I probably should have had, I don't know, years ago, whatever. What? I'm still growing.
Okay.
What are you about to admit to? What's happening?
I'm not about to admit to anything. What I'm saying is, what is it like as a woman to, like, just be like, okay, so you're just going to be the biggest slut in the world?
Yeah.
And play this part. You're the slutty one now.
Yeah.
Like, that's got to suck a little bit. Doesn't it? To, like, that be the only thing about your character?
Well, which one of us are you asking?
Anyone. Just anyone who has input. Shaggy, what's it like to be the slutty one?
Right. See, if you're asking her, you should ask her because she's the woman. It's just me because I was the slut. Fair enough. Got it.
But you know what I mean? Like, it's just like there was a lot of nothing to that character. And
well, I mean, I feel like she was a bitch too. She was like the slutty
really
bitch.
Need to be there.
Right.
For the movie.
She was two dimensional. She was a stock slut. Like,
like, why do we need that?
It could have been a cardboard cutout character that had holes where the nose was.
Like, why? Yeah, like, why even
have that character at all?
Have that character in this movie.
Yeah, there was really no need. Because that's the thing, even with the death, it was like, oh, well, gotta get rid of this party crasher. Like, she served no purpose.
There's, like, three different movies that could have happened, and I would like to relay them for you. One of them is happening now. Which you guys are saying, which is what happens when someone tries to be Jigsaw and is not very good at it, and like, oh shit, someone showed up and they weren't supposed to. Fucking hang him, quick, hang him, fuck.
Right.
Like that's one of the movies that was being made. Right. Was like, I'm not very good at this.
Well,
like,
at the same time, they kind of were because they worked Robert into their little scheme pretty easily.
Well.
Including framing Robert.
Oh, that's true, because he wasn't supposed to be there either.
He was not supposed to be there, and he was not listed as a party crasher.
Interesting.
So they didn't do that movie well either.
So they didn't. They didn't make the guy be a dickhead. Well, I mean, they did.
He was a dickhead, but he had more screen time.
Yeah.
He wasn't just a slut. He had other motivations. There was complexity there. Just the girl who was the slutty one.
That's true.
Like, there wasn't a need for her to be in the movie except to suck that dude's dick.
Yeah. I will say I'm very happy that she was in the movie because her being in the elevator and them like creeping around her to get in the elevator.
That was kind of funny.
Was really fucking funny.
It was funny.
I enjoyed that part a lot.
Yeah. But I don't know if that was supposed to be funny.
Oh, I think that was supposed to be funny. Their faces. Oh, I think it was
I don't know. I found it hilarious. And if they told me, they were like, no, Liam, we did that for comedic effect, I'd be on board. But this isn't a movie that does an awful lot for comedic effect.
I thought there were a few parts that were really funny.
I think that those were on accident.
Oh.
I don't think they were real.
Well, I mean, that's the thing, too, because there were definitely moments for most of these actors that I was like, okay, maybe you aren't a terrible actor, but I do think that part of the bad acting came from the not, like, flowy dialogue.
Right. Oh, the dialogue was rancid.
Which I'm sure came from the translation issues, you know what I mean? So
I don't know that that's necessarily just because of the translation issues.
Oof.
Okay.
I think, like, because I don't want to just say that it's because of the translation. He, like, that is fairly run-of-the-mill bad dialogue.
That's true.
God,
let's hear about your other two movies.
So the one movie was, this is a, like, the first movie you already mentioned, which is actually What Happens When Mystery Inc. Gets Fucking Murdered. That's a movie that I would pay good money to see. Right? Scooby-Doo and the gang. We take the dogs out so that no one's really mad. Right? So,
right, because even Kathy had kind of a Velma look to her.
Yeah. We take Velma and Daphne and Fred and Shaggy and maybe like a friend of theirs. And we put them in a van and they go investigate a murder. And they just get fucking hosed. They just get absolutely killed one at a time.
I don't know if I want to put this in the episode because I want to make this movie.
That's not a bad idea. It's actually some
dibs. Dibsies, we called it.
Dibs on Hanna-Barbera suing us first. that's number one. So that's the first movie I wanted to see because I saw that dude and I was like, you're Shaggy, that's it.
That's the movie good. We're doing.
I was excited about seeing that movie. I didn't get to see it. I was excited about seeing Saw. I didn't get to see it.
Nope.
I was excited about seeing someone absolutely suck at being Jigsaw. Didn't get to see that either. Right? Did not get to see either of those three movies. And then, wait, there's one more in there. There's one more in there. There's one more in there. We tie it all up at the end. And then at a certain point, she has a huge feast from different pieces of the people. Right? She literally goes through the fucking tray, the entree, and even describes entrails up.
And she eats zero people at the end.
Right?
No people. She doesn't eat a single person. I'm so mad.
Totally should have eaten somebody.
Yeah. We didn't see that. We didn't see.
Or like a little bit of everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just a little bit in like a pork pot pie or some stupid shit like that.
Yeah,
like,
I mean, just like make some amuse-bouches or something.
Some what?
Like the amuse-bouches.
I just like
it. Amuse-bouches.
Am I saying it that
what?
Way?
I don't know.
What is an amuse-bouche?
It's like
amuse-bouche.
I don't know if you're...
It's amuse-bouche, Shaggy.
Who's amuse?
It's amuse-bouches in that.
Amuse-bouche.
They're like little bite-sized... things. They're like little...
Yinsbury, your moose boosh.
No one has described what this is to me yet.
I don't know. I just think it's hilarious to say it in the Yinsbury accent.
What the fuck is a moose boosh?
It's like a...
I think it's a moose that belongs to a guy named a moose.
It's a
moose boosh.
It's like an hors d'oeuvre.
And if I make
it's
it
like
out
a little bite-sized...
Okay, so if I make a moose boosh out of horrible people, is it called a moose douche?
Oh, yes.
Thank you.
And if you drink it with absinthe, it's a moose louche.
Get the fuck out of here.
Boom!
You learned a new word, and now you're using it all
the time. I undid you with it.
But, like, she could have gotten, like, little like crackers, or if she wanted to be fancy, she could have done, like, some Melba toast and, like, taken,
some
like,
what?
A little bit of...
Melba toast.
Melba toast. Come on!
You have to know what Melba toast
the
is.
The fuck is Melba? Is that a drug?
No, it's a cracker, Shaggy.
Melba
like
toast?
You.
I'm Melba...
It's like a little
Melba toast?
Yeah, it's like a little toasted
Melba.
It's like a cracker that's like looks like it's over toasted bread, but it's awesome.
Yeah, it's kind of like a bagel chip.
Oh.
You know that?
I do know bagel chip. Yeah.
Like the white ones.
Yeah.
Like a white bagel chip.
Thank
all right,
you.
We'll go there.
Y'all are all fancy and shit. Why don't you just say like, oh, you know, fucking cordon bleu. What's
because
that?
I meant Melba toast, but I will use a bagel chip as like a way to describe it.
Got it. Chips toast. Bagel chips and Melba toast are the same thing, right?
No, they're not. The best I can do to
the
help
texture
you.
Is not dissimilar, but they're not the same thing.
It's the same thing.
No.
I don't know what Melba toast is, so now I just think it's like toast, but tastes like a bagel chip.
Yeah.
Sure.
It's kind of like that.
Does it cut the roof of your mouth if you eat it too fast?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, it's a fucking bagel chip. It's your goddamn fancy ass bagel chips. It's your
so by that definition, is Captain Crunch a bagel chip?
Yeah, if you put bagel chips here, you ever put bagel chips
anything
in milk?
That cuts the roof of your mouth is now a bagel chip.
Put bagel chips in milk and taste it. See what it does to your fucking mouth. Same thing.
It's not going to taste like Captain Crunch.
No, but it is going to feel like it.
So, wait, I had something that I wanted to say, and I don't know. It's
I'm
all
sorry.
Gone away.
Where was the last place we were?
Well, no, that's what it was. So, like, there weren't... This wasn't really a game, right?
No.
That's the problem. It that's a huge problem I had.
It's this, welcome, come play a fun game. And the game is, I'm just going to fucking murder you.
Right. The game is the like, game. Just here. Here's a floor.
You think it's a game. Like, here's a fun nursery rhyme. And because, maybe it's a treasure hunt. But nope, it's murder. That's all it is.
Because, like, every time he caught someone, like, they just got put into, like, some weird, it's not even really a torture device. Like,
this is a wheel that spins for a certain amount of time, and then I just fucking literally hit you in the face.
Yeah, what was the point with that?
And then she
that?
Was the only one sitting there when they came in the room. She's like, she's dead, she's dead.
And it's
really?
Obviously her.
Yeah, you killed her with an axe in the face. You're still here.
And how is that two-faced?
Because you split her face in two.
I got that.
But they didn't.
It's been cloven in twain.
But she didn't go through the face. She just hit her in the noggin. My face.
I got it.
You loved the brass unicorn head.
I did love the brass unicorn head.
Should have been a cow.
Should have been a cow. But it wasn't.
Those were not the plagues.
But there's no artistic license. You can't be like, this should have been a cow, but it was a brass unicorn. This should have split her face, but it was just literally a hatchet in the head.
It split the top of her head? I don't know.
As someone who is bald and has a lot of head.
Yeah, you do.
I just thank you.
I've been in the room for some of that shit.
You stop. Look,
I have a lot of head. That's all I'm saying.
What I'm saying is,
he's not my boyfriend. He's just a guy that I blew.
It's different. What you just, but like if you just cut my forehead, that's not my face. I believe that because I now shave my head, my face starts about an inch above my eyebrows.
No, this is still your face.
No, this is not my... This is my head.
I still...
Do you remember when you did have hair?
For the folks at home, what does this sound like?
Sounds like you're jerking it.
No. That's what jerking it sounds like?
I mean,
how
depending
hard do
you
go?
On...
God, your poor balls. You just punch yourself in the balls. On just the way like, down your dick, you just punch yourself right in the balls.
Well, it depends on how ferocious we're being.
Just bang! Just fucking... I don't masturbate for a good feeling. I masturbate to punch my balls.
Well, and that was the other problem I had, too. Like, is that there was no real, like, build-up to these deaths. It was just, like, it was just straight to the gore. There was no fucking foreplay in my horror movie. Like,
well, there was a little dick sucking and some cokes snorting.
But what is it you say? Like, what is it you say all the time? That, like, pornography is just taking the longest route possible.
Without filling it with any actual stuff.
Right. I definitely got that at the beginning of this movie.
Absolutely. We are just taking our
sweet
ass
time. But I'm talking about specifically when the people are being murdered.
Yeah.
Like, specifically then, there was no real suspense. There was no real buildup. It just went right to the head slicing.
Bang.
Right to the grabbing her heart out. Like, it just went right to that. And there was no, like...
The only time
I don't
we
know.
Took our time
it
was when
me.
He pumps his neck full of the, like, be still juice.
Uh-huh.
And then, like, sews his mouth up while he's crying. And then I'm like, okay.
I thought that one tear was a nice touch.
This might be something.
Right.
This might be
Even
something.
Even that one was lacking to me, though. I don't know.
You're not going to like what I have to say.
All right.
This movie feels a lot like it could have been a Saw sequel.
Oh, yeah.
Very easily. Because some of the sequels... We stopped slowly leading up into it. At a certain point, we just got into the like, oh yeah, and this is a horrible, gruesome way that they're going to die. Right?
I don't know. I don't know what was lacking in here for me. I don't know what was lacking in these deaths, but something bugged me about them.
It's just that I think every aspect of this movie was ham-fisted. The thing is, like, I even tried to Joker this movie. I sat there.
I know, you had to have.
And I was like, this movie could be this, what they're trying to do.
I mean, I think all three of the ones that you said were really good movies.
They're not trying to do this movie. No, they're not trying to do this movie. No, what? At the end, I was just like, there were so many movies that they weren't trying to do.
The direct address at the end ruined me.
Yeah.
When do they do the direct address?
She does at the end.
She does, when she's talking to her home audience.
Yeah.
I thought she was referencing a camera that she was recording herself.
I never got that.
Oh, fuck.
Just our camera.
And she's just talking to us.
Yep.
God.
I didn't hate all that.
I did hate that.
I didn't.
I did.
I kind of liked it, and I honestly, I thought that it was the best acting that she did in the whole movie.
Oh, really? Yeah. I thought it was terrible.
Yeah, I thought it was the best acting she did in the whole movie. Really? I mean, I'm not saying it was good.
I didn't
good.
Care for her ass at all.
Right.
Like, really?
No, she was bad. I was Team Nicole.
You were Team Nicole the whole way?
The
Why
whole way.
Why did she get a text? Why did Kathy get a text? How did that work?
Her buddy sent her.
Right, number one fan.
Number one fan sent her a text so that she could be like, look, I got a text all too. Right,
yeah. So until that was then. Smart.
But yeah, no, I like Nicole. I thought she was cool. I don't know. Robert, I don't believe the whole proposal thing. Right. Like, that guy was not proposing to anybody ever.
Right.
Ever.
Ever.
Not in 2008.
Certainly not.
I think somebody that grew up in the 90s was like, yeah.
Maybe that was my issue. Maybe my issue wasn't with the deaths, but the fact that, like, they could not establish any real connection to these people. One, because they were two-dimensional as fuck.
Right.
But also because there were so many of them and you couldn't, like, you didn't have time. Like, or you did, you just wasted it all on this stupid fucking party at the beginning.
Literally, he gets powder in the face and passes out, and Nicole says, I would have said yes, and the next scene is her bailing on his ass. Out! Peace! Gone! Right. Fuck him! Like, I would have said yes, but I'm not saying it now! Like, and then runs the fuck away, and I'm just like, this is some bullshit. I'm sorry.
But yeah, so I think the biggest problem is, Shaggy, your problem that you had with the ending, which is just like, and now here's this really long story about how I used to be fat,
yeah,
and you were mean to me, and then this person was mean to me because I was the fat girl, and just like,
yes,
I'm like, really?
Yeah, no, that was
for like, it's like, this movie also reminds me of Thanksgiving, and that it's a little bit offensive,
yes,
to me. There's like, and maybe that was why I was drawn to Nicole, but she was really like the only decent female character in it. And she was kind of a wimp.
Maybe Kathy
through most
of
it.
I'm telling you, got Lambert vibes.
But like, it may, but maybe it was the performance. The things that she was upset about, she was right to be upset about. The things that she was afraid of, she was right to be afraid of. You know, she was not the hero of the movie by any stretch, but you know, she was like, that could be a trap. And then lo and behold, it's a trap. Right. And everybody told her to shut up.
Right. Right. Right.
You know, and I don't know. She had layers about her, I thought.
Mm-hmm.
Because she let Adam kiss her in the beginning, even though her boyfriend was watching. And there was kind of like this, yeah, I let that happen. He's like, well, now I get to. And she's like, go ahead. Why don't you try that one over there?
Right.
And then, like, laughed at him when he got slapped. Right. Like, that was hilarious.
Right.
And she enjoyed that. And I thought that was, like, a nice little bit of banter between the two of them. But then he decided to be a little dickhead.
Yeah, she definitely was, I feel like, the most complex character. Like, the most, yeah, fleshed out.
But none of these people had any connection to Kathy in any way, shape, or form whatsoever. So they went back to an unseen backstory where Kathy was fat, so now she's a psycho.
It just makes me feel like fat shaming equals death. Like, and that's fine. I mean, yeah, I mean, but we never played that up ever. She doesn't even look like she used to have all that weight on her. Like, I don't know what to, like,
well, that doesn't, I mean, but also, like, So was it just revenge for that one guy and everybody else just kind of like...
No, they were all mean to her when she was fat.
Okay. So they did have a connection, right?
They did, but it was like thrown in at the end.
I see what you're saying.
And there's certain large loopholes. If this girl's killing the school bully and the school crush and this girl, that girl, like all these people... She even kills the girl that stole her boyfriend, but her boyfriend's not there. And the only reason, because she definitely would have killed his fucking ass.
Right.
And the only reason that he's not there is because he would be like, weren't you that girl? And then they all would have gone, oh, yeah. It's right. You. You're obviously the
That's
murderer.
That's kind of the thing, too. Like, if it was that much of a connect, I don't know. To believe that none of them recognized her is, like, even, like, I don't know.
There's a lot of large, and also, like, I'm, because it happened when we were all in high school, like, I have a really tough time with anybody that like plays the fucking I'm an outsider and you were mean to me revenge card. Like, because of Columbine and because of all that other stupid shit, I'm just like, okay, easy, easy. Like, nobody gets to have a... Nobody has had a hard enough time they now get to murder. Like, that's not how that works.
Right.
Like, it has to be, like, nth level suffering. Not just for you, but for everyone that kind of looks like you on purpose. That's when it's like, yeah, no, we're
what
all
you get to do is
now.
What happens in Moonlight, where you break that chair of that motherfucker in study hall.
Yeah. Well, and to indicate,
like, that's what you get to do.
But that's the end of it.
But you still go to jail.
Yeah, you go right to jail, directly to jail for that shit. Because, like, there's no excuse. You don't ever get to murder.
And to indicate that she's, like, unrecognizable because she's not fat, like, that's kind of offensive. Like yeah. that they were only, like, that they
did... they Trojan horse fat shaming? Is that what you're saying right now? Like, don't fat shame, but also I'm the fat shame.
Well, you know what I mean? To indicate that, like, nobody recognized her because she's not fat anymore, like... Right? That's kind of fucked up.
She's the Trojan horse of fat shaming.
Like, that they either that they only looked at her size and didn't look at any other part of her body, or that, like, being fat makes you unrecognizable. You know what I mean? I don't know. Like, that's just kind
of
fucked up.
But I mean, like, so
200.
There are times it's like, okay, you see somebody and they're big, and then you see somebody like 20 years later and they're svelte, and you're like, oh shit, I didn't even recognize you for like a second.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Not when you're like hanging on to each other for dear fucking life and having a long conversation about it.
Right.
Long conversation.
I don't know. It
and
was
they
just,
didn't know
and I
that...
really, I'm really shitty at facial recognition, and I feel this way.
Did she... Okay, so here's the other question. Did she change her name? Was
yes.
she something else before?
Yes.
And I didn't catch that
She
part?
Was Kay Knight?
Mm-hmm.
Kay Knight, but now she's Kathy King.
Kay, I don't remember the last name. But
so here's my question. Is there anyone in your life that went on to become super famous that you didn't remember was super fucking famous? Because the answer to that fucking question is no. There
no,
is no one
that's true.
At your high school that
yeah,
flew
you'd
under
find,
the radar.
Yeah, you'd find that
and
out.
And then became super fucking... everyone watches your show goddamn
that's
famous.
True.
That you're like, huh, I wonder who that is.
Right.
No, because everyone will all... like, everyone.
Yeah.
Everyone.
Guy a year ahead of me invented a... what's that stupid website?
Pornhub.
YouPorn.
No.
I love that we were right there together at the same time. So great.
Not the same one, though.
Not the same one. No. I know which ones you guys surf now. So,
YouPorn? Really?
It's free.
So's it? No,
yeah,
never
I
mind.
Guess so.
No, you know what? Teach their own. I'm not going to sit here and
I'm team YouPorn, too.
You're team YouPorn?
I like the layout better.
Was that a joke?
No, it's legit.
It's,
I think it's more user friendly.
Did I miss the fucking boat on YouPorn?
Yeah,
I mean, you
give it a try.
Join.
It's still there. You can still just go ahead, jump in.
Go ahead.
Groupon. That's the one. He invented Groupon. Guy a year ahead of me in high school.
Groupon for YouPorn? What are you
Yeah, just go Groupon for YouPorn. No, he guy ahead
if
of me.
Everybody watches this video. What does she come to your house? What the fuck?
I don't know. I never found the Groupon for it.
You don't need it. It's
you
free.
Don't because it's YouPorn.
Because it's YouPorn. It's free.
Yeah, and I just found out. Like, I'd known that the person who invented Groupon was a couple of years ahead of me at high school. Like, I knew that for a while, but I just found out like 3 weeks ago who it was. And I was like, that fucking guy invented Groupon? All right.
And he's a millionaire now, huh?
Yeah.
Weird. But you'd know. Like, if you see him in the street, you'd be like, yay, hey, you're the guy. Oh, my God.
Well, right. And I mean, that's also a little different. Like, that's the guy who created Groupon, which is great. But like,
yeah, it's not like Gillian Jacobs.
Right, he's not like on TV. He's not, yeah. Sorry.
So here's my other thing, though. Like, what's really weird is that time does heal a lot of wounds. But you know what heals even faster is being obscenely rich and famous.
Well, that's right? What like Shaggy tried to tell her.
She's so worried about that.
Yeah. Shaggy tried to look right at her and be like, aren't you fucking rich and famous
now? Isn't living well the best revenge? And she's like, no, killing people is the best revenge.
And like, I agree, but also, like, I agree, but I'm not filthy fucking rich. Like, I gotta tell you, being filthy rich, is murder really as imaginative as you get? You didn't think that maybe, you know, like, literally living their dream right in front of them might be better revenge than, like, fucking, like, is that, no?
Yeah. I think so. I don't know, murdering people has never appealed to me, so.
Well, that you know of. I mean, you've never done it. I bet the first time
much
you
like
murder,
cocaine, none of us in this room have ever killed someone.
Lauren, the first time you murder someone for what you believe is a fantastically good reason, there's a switch that's going to go off in you. It's going to be like,
first time I do it.
The first time you do it, you're like, the righteous vengeance, like you'll be like, I am the right hand. Like, that's what's going to happen to you. It's going to be fantastic. I'm going to have to flee, but it's going to be great to see it happen.
Lauren's
first
going to be like, I'm the jerking at hand. I'm the powerful.
I am the right hand of you, porn. You shall suffer. I will punch the balls on the way down. Like, that's whole. That's right. I looped both those jokes back.
Yeah,
again.
You did. That was nice. Nicely done.
That's the Holy Trilogy. Got all three jokes at the same time. Who's got some last calls?
Here's my yeah, last call. Did he fuck up the words to Auld Lang Syne?
Oh, I don't know.
I feel like he didn't sing the words right.
What does Auld Lang Syne mean?
I think it's like days gone by.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Which, the only thing that sucks is that for days of days gone by is what that translates
times
to.
Times long past.
Times long past.
The days of times long past.
Yeah.
So basically, it's the beginning of Star Wars. Long ago.
You know what? Now that you mention it, the lyrics, it did sound kind of funny.
They were kind of funny. They were the wrong lyrics.
All right.
He's just making up his own Auld Lang Syne.
And now...
What, are you fucking making up your old Auld Lang Syne?
And you now, can't do that. If that's something that got lost to translation, like, that's kind of shitty because that dude's English. So he should have been like,
You should know. If anyone knows the words...
Be like, can I just sing these the right way?
Right.
From your next door.
Is it a British thing? Like, do they sing Auld Lang Syne different?
I don't know.
I don't think the English.
I mean, because they have, like different, like, for he's a jolly good fellow. They've got different words.
I can't even. For he's a chumbly good todger.
No, he's a jolly good fellow is the same. But what do you say after that?
Which nobody can deny.
Which nobody can deny. They say...
I'll have some tea and cake.
No, they say, and so say all of us.
And so say all of us.
Yes.
Oh, shit.
Well, right? It's a song by Dougie McLean, so I think it's more British than
ooh,
American
teach me
anyway.
How to Dougie.
Wow, there's a lot of funny words
teach
in this.
Teach me to Dougie McLean.
We twahe run about the braes and put the gowans fine.
Chris,
this sounds like what he's saying,
she's
doesn't it?
She's having a stroke. Did you say she twah?
We twa
marriage. Marriage is what brings us together today. And Auld Lang Syne.
Wow, these are some words.
This is the British version.
Should old acquaintance be forgotten, never brought to mind in there?
That's the verse. That's
should
the beginning. And then it just
out.
And then
it's
like
just goes
somebody
off the
drunk
rails.
And then it's like somebody drunk wrote it.
Can I see it?
Yeah.
Probably some Scottish person.
And we twa hey paddled?
We twa hey
paddled? There's
I have to do it like you though. We twa hey run about the braes and pood the going's fine.
Did we poo the golden spine?
But we've wandered, moany a weary fit, sin days of Auld Lang Syne, and we twa hey, paid a little, little. There's five.
The cat and the fiddle.
There's five fucking apostrophes. Paid a little, little. The burn, fray morning sun till dine, but seas between us braid hay road. Sim days of Auld Lang Syne. And then I'll skip a bit here.
Because it's actual words.
And surely ye'll be your pint stwop.
I'm sorry, your what?
And surely ye'll be your pint stwop. And surely I'll be mine. For we'll tack a cup of kindness yet for Auld Lang Syne. And there's a hand, me trusty Fieri.
Well, here's the flavor town. I was waiting for that
and
to come in.
And gee's a hand of thine. And we'll take, I literally think they're
and we'll
being,
take a cup of kindness
I,
yet.
No, I believe that Dougie McLean is being racist, because if I turn into a leprechaun, this shit makes sense. And with fair hat a piddly burn, frae morning sun till nine, but sees what hand is greater earn. Like, that's, if I'm a big fat Irish racist, and surely he'll be your patron.
I'm telling you, I think it's Scottish. I think you have to be the janitor from The Simpsons.
Maybe it's Scottish.
And there's a hand me trusty fear, and gee's a hand of thine. Oh, God.
Yeah, right?
There it is.
And
you found it.
Give us his geese.
Geese us a hand.
Geese a hand. We'll talk a right good willy what.
Head pants no.
All right, take this fucking.
Gonna cry himself to death on his huge pillow.
This is the outtakes of fucking Shrek
that
the musical.
Was the
get this
best
away from me.
Last call ever.
You are welcome. My work here is done.
Taco Willy what?
We're Taco Willy Willy.
I need Billy Connolly to show up and be like, "Get a hand." Surely you'll be your pint stwop. How can you have your pint stwop if you hadn't geese a hand? You can't geese a hand if you high eat your pint stwop. You there, stand still, Willy Watt.
Chris is gonna be so mad. You're peeking the shit out of everything.
I'm sorry.
Oh my gosh.
I'm sorry, Chris.
I don't know.
You've got to fix all the peeking. And once you're done with the peeking,
fix the paddling.
You can get to the paddle out of the boon.
Oh, Jesus.
Damn Scottish.
I don't think I have a last call.
No more last calls.
I've got one.
What do you got?
So at the very end, when she's cutting Shaggy's throat.
Yeah. Right,
they cut away from, because at first she takes the blade and she puts it to his neck and slits his throat.
Yes. Like a little bit.
That's
he could have been fine.
No, but that's my problem. It looks like she took the blade that was covered already in Karo syrup and ran it really across his neck to the point that the Karo syrup was on his neck, which to me, in all of my theater background, was like, no, because then they cut away and cut back and he has his fake neck and it's bleeding and you can tell it's fake neck and you can tell that it's fake blood and you can tell. But the first shot was real, and she ran it across his neck. And in my mind, I was just like, well, and that's how Lauren got stabbed. like in my mind, I literally thought of you and was like, this is fucking how my friends fucking get stabbed. No. fuck no. For those at home that don't know, Lauren got stabbed on stage by someone that tripped with a real knife on running up the stairs to chase her with a real knife in her hands. Tripped.
Was that what happened? I thought they were just like really into it.
I thought she just missed, but yeah. I don't know.
I hope it wasn't. I'm really into it.
I think it was just like a more like a slip of the wrist than a trip of the foot.
I think she just misjudged her distance.
Yeah.
I think that. I, okay. I, but
regardless,
I don't know. My back
were made.
Was turned.
Either way.
My back was turned. So I don't
maybe
know.
Maybe
you
shouldn't
happened.
Have talked all that shit, is maybe, what I'm saying.
Maybe.
You shouldn't talk so much shit. Like, fucking. You got. You got the fade run on you. Is what happened. No. But yeah, no, that's how people get fucking stabbed or slit throat. And it scared me a little bit. And I was like, oh, fuck. Like, this is not the kind of production where they did that shit on purpose. I was like, ooh, that looks real good. Because they did it. Like, so I hope that the guy that played Robert's okay.
I don't know if he was in anything after this.
None of them were. They really cut Nicole's heart out.
That's not true. Annabelle Willis. She went on to go do all that other stuff in Malignant.
Which one is she? Is she the Melanie?
She was Melanie.
Well, good for her. Hopefully she's not the slutty one in those other movies.
And I'm the slutty one.
Don't you guys have some, like, dick?
Who's her face? What's her name? The slutty one.
Yeah.
Like, That's who it is. All right, ratings.
Who the fuck is this person on the poster?
It's none of them.
Oh my God, it is none of them. Wait, no, that's the slutty one. That's the slutty one.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
That's the slutty one.
It's not the slutty one. It's not Melanie. One.
If any, if it's anyone, it's Nicole.
Is she the Willy Wonka?
But I don't think she's Nicole. She's not Nicole.
The eyes are too far apart.
It's the Willy Wonka.
It is the Willy Wonka. It's a pin straddle wop pin to boo.
Geese on!
Geese on!
Geese! I'm so sorry, Chris. I'm so sorry.
And to all of our Scottish listeners.
But yeah, so I mean, yeah, I don't think I have a last call. I think we talked about everything. So who wants to rate it?
Did we talk about everything?
I think so.
Okay.
I'll go first. I fucking hated this movie. I didn't even have a good time.
Aww.
When I have a good time, it's at least a 2. I'm giving it a 1. This is my lowest rated movie because not only was it bad, I had no fun. Like, if it's...
We could have just watched January Man.
We could have. That shit's fun as hell.
Yeah, like, I didn't...
You get Danny Aiello?
Yeah, right. This movie was a lot like life for me. I was told it was going to be one way, and then it just ended up being a large cost of time, and I wasn't even having a good time. I'd like a refund, please.
Did I have to... We did have to pay for this, didn't we?
Yeah. I'd throw $4 to YouPorn. I mean, Tube.
I mean... Yeah, that's the one. I rented it on Prime. It was still $4.
Prime? Oh, shit.
Yeah, I think I did, too.
Which corporate overlord did you pay?
Did you pay Google or did you pay Amazon?
Who did you pay?
Yeah, you know what? You could probably find this on Pornhub, though.
There were no tits.
There weren't, but they leaked some weird shit onto Pornhub. Like, they've leaked featured films onto Pornhub.
All right, hold on.
There was before it came on to Disney Plus, there was a bootleg recording of Hamilton.
Wow.
On Pornhub.
That's interesting. That's the
And it was something like befrocked gentlemen get frisky or something like that.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, you didn't hear about that? Like all kinds of shit gets put on YouPorn or on Pornhub, and it's great. You have to find it though.
That's hilarious.
Usually by the time I find out about it, it's already been taken down, but
But that's the thing. I didn't even think about that. Yeah, there was no nudity.
I know. There was implied job of blow. But
Is that what my problem was? I just don't know. I don't know. There was something wrong with the deaths, and I can't pinpoint it.
None of these are what I was
looking for. I would have loved for the slutty girl to live. That would have been a nice breaking of the trope.
Yeah.
I'll give it a 2.
Yikes.
Yeah, give it a 2.
Not yikes to your rating, yikes to like I. That was not what I wanted to find on porn. It's just
we should have gone to YouPorn.
Sometimes I guess so.
You're
getting so much free advertising here, Pornhub or YouPorn, whichever of you wants to sponsor us more.
Oh yeah, we will totally take that sponsorship.
Call us up on FrightPub. We have FrightPub.com.
Dozens of listeners.
There are dozens of listeners. Dozens!
Who have never heard of either of you, and they need our endorsement.
Never!
To go surf your fine services.
Surf your services? That sounds like a come online. Hey, baby, you want to come surf these surfaces?
Serve these surfaces?
Sure.
Whatever. I'm going to give it a 2, because I felt like some of the actors... were really trying, and I enjoyed their efforts. I didn't dislike Wade. I thought he was all right. I liked Nicole, and I felt bad for the girl playing the slutty girl. Annabelle Ellis.
Paid a little to burn.
To burn.
Me Willy Wonka.
Geese a hand.
Geese a hand.
I've seen her doot.
Doot. She'll kneel and pray. I've seen her doot.
We got it. We pooed.
We pooed.
We pooed.
We pooed. My Willy Wonka.
Guys, I wish you could see Lauren laugh. If you've never seen it,
it's like we're like killing her.
It is.
It's like we're slowly killing her.
It is the most beautiful thing I've ever seen.
She's normal. She's normal. She's normal.
Will it what?
And she's dying.
It's fantastic.
Pin a little to burn.
I laugh with my whole body.
You do.
She does.
Like the recliner goes back and everything.
It's like when
Kathy randomly had a seizure for no reason whatsoever, and then everybody just moved on.
Absolutely.
What was that?
Oh my God, you're crying laughing.
And why was there a spoon? Why would they like get a spoon, put it in her mouth? Why is it always a spoon? They mean like a wooden spoon. You put a metal spoon in her mouth, she's just going to break her teeth.
Right.
Like, ugh. And then they don't put anything in her mouth.
Is that the part you're sad
about? Not even Coke.
You're so sad.
Or a dick. Nothing or anything. Like nothing in her mouth. And they're just like, oh, she's fine now. Like, what?
You know what's funny?
Yeah, right? What was that about?
For like a movie that had a blowjob in the very first fucking like 15 minutes, there was so little sexual tension in this.
Kind of like Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
It opens with tits and then you get nothing else.
Yeah.
That's going to be.
But yeah. So it gets a 2 from me.
All right. Let's go.
Because I like Nicole.
Let's see it, Willy Watt.
I think I'm going to come down in the middle, and I think I'm going to go with 1.5.
1.5. Now, why would you say...
How am I the high score on this one? Is it because I didn't hate it?
Maybe because you didn't have as much invested in what you wanted it to be, maybe?
Oh, no. Nothing. I had no... nothing.
Yeah, I was really excited. No, I mean, I wanted it to be better. I guess I knew it wasn't going to be because, I mean, like, 2007, kind of like a Saw movie, like... But we hadn't heard about it. You know what I mean? Like, that's kind of a dead giveaway.
Yeah.
So
you guys were hoping that it was going to be like a hidden gem.
Yes.
That like just somehow like flew under the radar because it was kind of German, kind of Mexican, and was living in Saw's shadow.
Exactly.
To be fair, it did double its ROI. Like, they shot this for $200,000.
And it made $400,000?
Yeah.
That's not a lot of money, Shaggy.
It's not a lot of money.
That is a failure
by
horror movie standards.
It was also number 8 on, like, 10 best New Year's Eve horror movies.
Which just tells you how good January Man is.
January Man wasn't even on the list.
Well, that's because they don't even know. It's flying so far under the radar. God.
So, I mean, I get that was kind of like, I knew this was going to be a bad movie. I knew it, but I was like hoping. Yeah, I don't know much I liked about this movie. Maybe I should not rate it a 1.5.
Yep. Come down here with me. Give it the 1.
I can't remember what I gave. See, that's hard. That's part of the hard. That's one of the hard things is that, like, I can't remember. I think I gave Prom Night 2. This is definitely worse than Prom Night.
Every single one of us thought Prom Night was a better movie than this movie.
I don't know that I agree with that.
You gave this movie a better score than Prom Night.
I did. And I did it on purpose.
You would rather watch this movie than Prom Night?
Yes.
Oh, I loved Prom Night in this awful way.
I fucking hated Prom Night.
That's the thing. This movie's such a nothing burger that literally all we can do is compare it to other more famous bad movies.
Yeah.
Like, just...
Yeah, I'm going to do it.
I'd rather watch My Bloody Valentine than this.
Oh, 100%.
Right. Absolutely. At least that became a cult following. Like...
Well, give it time. It's only been 15 years.
I'm going to do a 1. I'm going to do a 1. I'm going to do it.
2 1s and a 2.
So, Happy New Year? I mean...
Happy New Year!
We had a good champagne pop.
If you start listening to this episode at like 11:15, we'll be talking about you porn when it hits midnight.
Yeah.
You know what we should have started with? Is what our resolutions are going to be. Do you do resolutions?
No.
Why?
Because fuck them.
Why?
Actually, I did want to talk about that. Is there any chance... my liver...
I'm sorry.
Is
your resolution you need a new liver?
I'm thinking about doing a dry January.
Oh, gross.
Okay. I'm with you.
Maybe, and we don't, if we're not on board, like, it'll be a dry January except for the episodes.
That's my plan, though.
All right.
My plan is a dry January except for the episodes.
Let's do that. Let's do that. We'll do a dry January because I have destroyed my liver this month.
Fair.
I have had so much to drink.
Do you wake up and you have a little ache?
Yeah, like where my liver is. Yeah.
You shouldn't be able to feel that. Livers don't have...
Like, I know where my liver lives.
Yeah, yeah, it's right here.
You don't want that. No, yeah, we should definitely do a detox, buddy. Yeah. Your liver will fix itself, but you have to stop killing it.
Right. I had been doing really well, but December hit, and I got that beer advent calendar, and then I, you know, had a few weekends. Right. Let's do it. Dry January. Yep.
And you'll fix yourself. You'll be right as rain by February.
We'll check in. We will not be doing dry episodes.
Fuck no.
But we will check in and let you know how we're doing. So I guess that's a resolution. That's a resolution. Yeah, dude. You don't have to.
Solidarity, bro. Come on.
Okay. Yeah.
And let's hope that this January goes better than last January, because Chris tried to do a dry January last year, and then January 6th happened, and that went to pot.
Yeah. No, you just got to drink that one through.
Yep. Failed coup. Guess I'll drink some drinks. It wasn't a coup, though. Sure as shit looked like it, you assholes.
So,
it was a protest,
all right.
Not a riot.
It was a protest where you built a scaffolding at the Capitol. The fuck is wrong with you? Like...
334. Here we go. The Wolf of Snow Hollow.
Ooh, who's that?
That's you, buddy. You threw this one on here. There's a solid Lauren block on here, and it's the Wolf of Snow Hollow.
The Wolf of Snow Hollow. All right, I don't know anything about this. I must have found it on a list somewhere. Okay.
You were drunk.
I was drunk. That sounds right. So that does it for this episode and this year.
Hey.
Yeah.
Thanks you all
for listening to us all this year.
Oh my God.
This is year number
two.
Dose. We're on.
And none of us, not one of us, all the Fright fans at home, listen, don't not one of you motherfuckers say that 2022 is going to be your year. Just we go slowly walk in this bitch.
Yeah.
Can we just start talking about our year as the year being like, you know what? I think this is going to be my year. I think this is the one where I'm going to die.
Okay. Every year so far has been the year where we thought like there was coronavirus, there was a coup, there was like another. Like, have you ever noticed
that? Yeah, can't it just be like, this is my year. This one's got my name written all over it.
There was a long time. Shaggy knows this. There was a long time when I thought 2020 was going to be the year I was going to die. Yeah. And now I'm like,
all 2020.
Maybe now you're like, I'm going to live forever.
So wait, you don't think that you're dead?
Oh no!
Oh no!
Oh no!
I love that.
Why did you tell her?
All right, gang. Well, from all of us here at Fright Pub
and the aliens controlling Shaggy's brain,
stay Friday.
Please podcast responsibly.
The aliens say stay Friday, Willy Watt.